In 1918, World War I was ending. Why not use aviation to deliver the mail?
And in the nation's capital, U.S. mail heads for its first trip by air.
Pilots flew over railroad tracks. In the fog, they flew blind. Between 1919 and 1927, 34 pilots died. DePaul University transportation professor Joe Schwederman.
Any kind of urban use of airplanes required something better than a compass and a pilot with a good set of eyes or binoculars.
In 1924, the Postal Service started regular coast-to-coast night flights. Light beacons were installed so pilots could see airports. The flying got safer. The equipment got better. Eventually, the USPS contracted out its mail service to the airlines. The USPS bragged about it in this 1980s TV commercial.
The U.S. Postal Service uses over 15,000 airplanes to handle your priority mail.
But the days of domestic air mail are diminishing. Today, 90% of mail moves by truck. The USPS has cut flights to save costs as the Postal Service struggles financially. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.